use it or lose it. That saying is at the heart of how water is managed in the Western U.S. Laws that govern water incentivize users to always take their full share from rivers and streams, or risk states like Colorado taking it from them. Luke Runyon has more on the once-a-decade document that lists the people who could lose it.
Rob Pierce is a water lawyer on Colorado's Western Slope. He says there's one thing his clients are always asking him about.
The whole concept of abandonment.
And it especially comes up right before the state releases its abandonment list.
It gets mentioned all the time.
It's compiled every 10 years, and it details all the water rights no longer being used to irrigate crops or flow through city plumbing systems. Because the stakes are so high, Pierce says there's intense interest leading up to its release.
Yeah, no, it does feel like a little bit like the Old West. I mean, there aren't many things these days where you can have a property right in something and lose it like this.
The idea is rooted in Western water law. People get water rights based on their ability to put it to, quote, beneficial use. Not using them, then you lose them. Simple as that.
I don't want to call it the boogeyman because that suggests that there's not actually a threat, but it's something that I think the threat looms larger maybe than it actually is in many people's minds.
It's not as easy as use it or lose it makes it sound, I think.
That's Kara Godby here. She's a water attorney on the state's Front Range.
That terminology is maybe a little inflammatory or misleading because it's not as though without you realizing it, your water right would just slip out of your hands.
It's actually pretty difficult to lose it. First, you have to stop using the water for a long time. She points out abandonment lists come out once in a decade. And even more importantly, she says, you have to intend to abandon it. It can't just be an accident.
It's not as though it just sort of disappears one day and somebody's left wondering, where did my water go?
More than 2,700 individual water rights were listed as abandoned on the 2010 list. The vast majority were from farms and ranches. Agriculture uses about 80% of all available water in the state. Kevin Ryan is the Colorado state engineer. He oversees the process of creating the list.
The idea of abandonment is really to the general benefit of water users in the particular basin.
What Ryan means is that it's important to clean up the books every now and then. Without abandonment, you could have a situation where someone with really old water rights that hadn't been using them all of a sudden starts using them again. And that could upend how a whole water system functions, leaving some users short.
So if you're not using it, you should not be able to hold on to it, keep it for some other day if you don't have a plan to use it.
But the whole use it or lose it concept also gives water users some perverse incentives.
Most valuable thing that people have, I mean, on a, you know, farm or ranch is the water rights.
Jenny Arndt is a state representative in northern Colorado. In general, the more water you have rights to, the more money it's worth. So why would you ever want to conserve it? Arndt introduced a bill this year that would have allowed farmers to use their water more efficiently through a state-sanctioned conservation program and avoid having their water rights listed as abandoned for a period of time.
But it's to help farmers and ranchers realize the value of their water right without necessarily having to sell.
Arndt ended up pulling her bill after some farm groups brought up concerns about it. She's hoping to work on the idea this summer and bring it back during the next legislative session.
We need to design our laws and policies so that we can meet our water short future. And that's a real deal.
And Arndt says, as Colorado and the West continue to dry out, something will have to give. And we might just have to challenge some of those foundational ideas in Western water law, like the abandonment list. I'm Luke Runyon.